I hope you can be home this Christmas, if not in person, at least in your memories. Sounds like a song cue. Here's Elvis.
I'll be home
you can be home for Christmas. If you can't, maybe you can give us a call and tell us why you can't, or maybe some of your fond memories of being home for Christmas. Our first caller on the line tonight is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Bobby, how are you?
Well, hi.
Good. You have some Christmas thoughts, I think, about maybe an early Christmas.
Yes. When I was growing up, every Christmas Eve, my family and I would drive from Tulsa to Kanawha, Oklahoma to spend Christmas. Now, Kanawha is the Seminole Indian language meaning
string
of beads. Anyway, we would always arrive in time for dinner with all the relatives and friends invited for the occasion. And there were four of us cousins, Charles, Charlene, Robert, and me, Roberta. And we always had a great time together, but the best times were had during Christmas. And during dinner, the adults would talk about Santa Claus coming, wondering where he might be and such, and it was truly a kids' night. We would sing Christmas songs and read the Christmas story, and also the night before Christmas, and we would read the cards that had been sent to my grandparents, and Grandma would serve her Christmas cookies. Then all the kids gathered at the fireplace to hang our stockings and leave cookies and milk for Santa, and then we would turn all the lights off and watch the icicles on the Christmas tree glow in the dark, and then it was off to bed. Well, on this unforgettable Christmas, we were wondering if anyone had ever seen Santa Claus before, and I decided that I wanted to see him.
So you decided to stay up.
Well, so after everyone was in bed, I sneaked into the living room with my pillow, and I laid down behind the sofa, and I tried to stay awake, but just couldn't. And the next thing I knew, I woke up, and it was dark and quiet, and all I could see were the icicles on the tree glowing. And I called out and walked toward the fireplace to see if I could feel the stockings to see if he had come yet, when all of a sudden I tripped on something and ran into something that fell on me, and there was the biggest racket you ever heard. Squeaking and screaming, screeching, something velvety was over my head, and I had my hand on a long, cold metal sort of thing, and I was on the floor with something wet dripping down my gown. I was frightened out of my wits, and all of a sudden the lights came on, and my grandmother and mother and daddy were laughing as they ran over to help me out, and I must have looked aside. There I was on the floor with two red velvet dresses on top of me, and the metal in my hand was a birdcage.
You mean Santa Claus came and you slept right through it? How old were you when you tried to get Santa Claus, Roberta?
I think I was like 8 or 10.
Somewhere along there. And in other words, you were on your last vestiges of probably buying the whole story anyway.
Well, yeah, most of it was for my the cousins.
So, but you literally did not see Santa Claus come.
No.
You were behind that couch,
and you fell asleep,
and the next thing you know, you got up and fell into the, what, your presents or what?
Yeah, I fell over something, and the next thing I knew, I had things on top of me, and this squeaking and squawking and screaming, and something velvety on my head, and I was holding on to something that was metal and cold, and something wet was dripping down my gown, and I was scared
that
out of my wits.
That sounds really gross. What was that?
Well, what was happened was that I had fallen on a present, and
you're falling on a what?
I was in the floor with two red velvet dresses on me, and the metal in my hand was a birdcage stand with a birdcage and a very scared parakeet.
I thought there was a bird in there?
Yes, it was a parakeet.
What did you guys name the parakeet?
It was my present from Santa.
And what did you call the parakeet?
He was Blue Boy.
Blue Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you might name him something for that night.
Huh?
I thought you might name him for something that happened that night, like surprise or something.
No.
But Blue Boy's a good name.
No, yeah.
Did Blue Boy talk?
Oh,
I never could get my parakeet to talk. I had a parakeet called Tony. I never could get him to talk.
Blue Boy talked a lot.
What did he say?
Well, pretty boy.
Oh, okay.
And
had a nice
pretty boy
grasp of the English language.
Right. We had another parakeet teeth that could talk a lot.
Well, did the other kids in the house, did they figure out that you had caused this commotion? I guess that woke everybody up.
No, they woke up. It was just really my my grandmother and my mother and father. But anyway, I didn't see Santa, and I never again stayed up to look for him.
So all you know is that from the time you got behind that couch and fell asleep till the time you woke up, Santa or somebody got there.
Right. I don't know how they ever did it or how he ever got there.
Thank you very much, Roberta.
Christmas was meant for children like you and me, with mistletoe and holly and toys upon the tree. The stockings by the chimney and hearts so full.